Oh, no, definitely that does help. And we were going over the fundamentals of public speaking as well. So the item that I was telling everybody that we should concentrate on was the persuasive speeches. And I think, I mean, as far as our next assignment as well, too, just to get a head start on that. But how do you see the different styles of persuasive speeches? Should we know those in concrete when?
No. You mean your organizational pattern?
Right.
No, you do not need to memorize all the organizational patterns. You just need to know that there are different organizational patterns. And basically, a sense of, you know, if you're speaking to a hostile audience, maybe what would you consider as a beginning, you know, something as a beginning, as opposed to, and this is also in preparation for your persuasive speech in a couple of weeks, what is a logos, ethos, pathos, your general guidelines in terms of developing logos, ethos, and pathos, and which is most important and stuff like that.
Excellent. And for logos, ethos, pathos, there's also mythos. Should we just, I mean...
Yeah, mythos, yeah. I don't think there's a question on mythos, but yeah. You should know mythos as well.
All right, sounds good. And Ryan, do you have anything that's...
What is the four points of public speaking? Is it the same as
communication? So one of the items is... Four principles of public speaking
and of communication.
Sorry. Excellent. So for some reason we got confused between public speaking and communication. And those are, you know, organizing ideas, knowing your audience and the impact and feedback.
Is that the
general principles of communication?
It's four general principles of communication. It's to organize, focus, critical thinking, know your audience and tailor your message to your audience.
And adapt to feedback.
Adjust to listener feedback. And I just bust on the floor. Oh, yeah, and strive for maximum impact.
All right.
And those are the four basics of communication, and it certainly applies to public speaking as well, because public speaking is communication. So,
all right,
it's both.
Excellent. And on specific techniques of delivery and vocal variation,
yes.
We really should just know the four basic ones: the volume, rate, rhythm, and pitch.
Right. So, of the voice is volume, rate, and rhythm, pitch. Basically that, and then you have voice quality as well. You know, that's the other one. Then you have pronunciation or articulation or diction or whatever you want to call it, or enunciation.
Right, right.
You know, so those are in there too. But those are the things with a voice. Absolutely. And that's easy. I mean, most of this is just really common sense.
Yeah, that's, you know, as we get into everything and as we keep reading and going through it, we're saying, yeah, we should know this already. And it's only if we were, you know, paying attention in lecture, we should be able to ace this without studying.
And I know you were all paying attention in lecture.
No, absolutely. Yeah, and it makes our job right now easier, because when we're going through the review, we're like, I already know this. Let's get something that's new that I don't know. And that's we just want to make sure
I think it's probably easier for you and Ryan also, because you were in last semester's class.
Absolutely.
I think for Krishan or some of the others that might be there, it may be a little harder because you've heard this now twice, whereas they've only heard it the once.
Absolutely. At the same time, we don't want to underestimate.
Right. It is. I'm trying to make it a very fair... Linda actually has been working really hard on this midterm, trying to make it a very fair test that really... It just really looks at your knowledge of, you know, that you've read the stuff, that you have an understanding of it, and that it, you know, you've got this stuff that's important to go out there and be a good communicator afterwards.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that you think we should highlight on, or something that we should pay attention to closely?
No, I don't think so. If you read the chapters that we've covered, you know, you've read through them. Again, you don't have to know details, dates, you know, that kind of thing. But a good idea of what they're talking about, and a good understanding of what they're talking about. There are some definitions, again, but, you know, they're usually the broader subjects rather than, you know, the things that we think are important for you to know. And the handout, you know, that Fundamentals of Public Speaking, I have been trying very hard to go through the midterm and make sure that there is nothing that's on the midterm that is not written somewhere. So if you miss the class or you dozed off during a class, you're not going to lose points because, you know, you can read about it. I didn't want to, you know, we thought about putting in something on mirror neurons and stuff like that, or even, you know, that we've discussed last time. You should go through the Myers-Briggs a little bit also. I think there might be a question or two on those Myers-Briggs slides. Not a lot, but there might be a question or two that you should familiarize yourself with. You know, basically, what does an introvert look like versus an extrovert? What does a sensor versus an intuitive? So I did send those out to you. So if you take a little while just looking through those, that should help a lot.
Excellent, excellent. That sounds great.
Hi, Marjorie. I'm here now. How are you? It's Allison.
Did you?
Oh, Allison.
Hi,
hi Allison.
Yeah.
How many people are there?
We have three here and three virtually, and so a total of six.
Good, very good. I'll through them.
Very much.
Absolutely.
I believe we're going to utilize some aspects of the mirrored neurons approach. We're going to become teachers to teach other people about what we believe will be on the midterm. And receive
excellent.
Questions. Yeah. Excellent.
That would be after the midterm, though.
After the midterm, okay.
Just kidding.
Like a plan.
Marjorie, right, we don't want to take
too. Any other questions?
Do you have any questions?
I had a question about the four. Let me grab my note about the four principles of public speaking.
We got that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's the general
four
communication.
Basics of communicate. Yeah, the four basic principles of communication.
It's what we thought it was on the front page.
Okay, so it's very similar to the four principles of public speaking. It is the four principles.
Excellent.
Okay.
Marjorie, we don't want to take up too much time, and we appreciate your calling in.
Should I have any questions?
No problem.
I don't think so.
Thank you very much.
Good luck studying. Good luck tomorrow night. And it'll be a fairly short test, and we'll then talk afterwards.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.